United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres believes that radio is still one of the most reactive and engaging forms of broadcast media. He says that it adapts to change and that it continues to offer new ways for people, especially the most disadvantaged, to take part in conversations that matter.
Radio is a powerful tool. Even in today's world of digital communications, radio reaches more people than any other media platform. It conveys vital information and raises awareness on important issues. And it is a personal, interactive platform where people can air their views, concerns, and grievances.
February 13th, it's World Radio Day.
Through FM, longwave, digital, or the internet.
World Radio Day is sponsored by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. For this year's event, which celebrated the theme Dialogue, Tolerance, and Peace, major international networks through the small community broadcasters reminded their listeners about the important role that radio plays in stimulating public debate, increasing civic engagement, and inspiring mutual understanding. Over the past few years, the rapid growth of social media platforms has struck a heavy blow to traditional broadcast media. But radio still has its place in the fast-changing information marketplace and continues to attract a lot of loyal listeners in China.
I usually turn on the radio in my car when I'm traveling with my wife. I especially like music channels. On weekdays, I often listen to news about road conditions when I commute to work.
I listen to a program called Shanghai Traffic Radio every day at noon, and a program called Help From Everyone offers very practical advice for listeners. It helps us to solve real-life problems. I listen to the stories and hear many positive messages.
I usually listen to news programs in the morning so I can get to know the latest major events. And at night, I listen to English programs like English Cafe before I go to sleep. I think the radio is not just a channel for the public to collect information, it's also critical for education.
Since its invention more than 100 years ago, radio has sparked new conversations and broadcast new ideas into people's homes and workplaces. And the medium is continuing to evolve. Online platforms like mobile apps are offering new ways for listeners to tune in. Yu Qingmu is the founder and CEO of TeamBand.cn, a platform that provides mobile streaming radio services.
In the coming era of internet-connected vehicles, technological innovation will bring revolutionary change to radio stations and a higher quality experience to listeners. In the future, radio services will be more intelligent and more personalized radio products will be released to meet the demands of listeners. And the networking of cars will help broadcasters to interact with their listeners more effectively.
Data from UNESCO shows that there are more than 40,000 radio stations around the world. And even in some of the world's less developed regions, more than three-quarters of the population has access to radio services. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.